Happy almost 4th to all who celebrate. And to the rest of us, stay hydrated and try not to throw hands at the family barbecue. Today's episode is for everyone who's ever fled a backyard cookout to cry in the bathroom with an iced coffee and a Capri Sun. And for those of us stuck debating fireworks safety with someone who once ate a Tide Pod on a dare, welcome to Apocalypse and Avocados.
Apocalypse and...
Welcome back, Doomscrollers. This week, we are diving into pride fatigue, patriotic cringe, chaotic travel stories, and why summer just hits different when you're queer, over it, and chronically online. Today, I'm joined by Peter. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just aggravated with the world. Still fat. That's not something that you want on summer.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't exactly give hot girl summer. You're not feeling your hot girl summer this year.
I'm definitely hot, but... It's not from being sexy. It's just the fat sweats.
That's all.
The humidity is not great. It gets everywhere.
Ugh. It's like that TikTok song, the humidity song.
Yep.
I love that.
Song of the summer.
So let's talk a little bit about Pride now that we have come out of Pride Month and we've been through all of the corporate pride, rainbow washing, and like just performative actions that some organizations, I guess is the word I'm looking for, will put out. What do you think of that stuff? How does it make you feel?
Everybody uses everybody to get ahead, make money. So I'm really not too pissed off about it. I guess Starbucks always has a queer drink, that fucking boba one. It's so colorful, so neon, that attracts all the gays. But I don't know. It doesn't really, it bothers me to an extent, but not as much as it should probably. Whatever, they're being inclusive, but they are out for their bottom line.
How do you feel with a lot of the companies or corporations that decided not to support Pride this year?
There were ones that decided not to support. I feel like there's always those. Any major ones?
Yeah, like a lot of the ones that had supported previously didn't. I know, I can't think of. There was a few big ones that I saw online.
Target?
Yeah, Target was one of them. They said they're still supporting it, but they didn't have an in-store Pride collection.
That's because all the fucking Karens of the world, honestly. Like, what does it... Honestly, who does it matter whose dick's getting sucked and who by who, to be honest? Like, you shouldn't have to worry about the little rainbows. And you give your kids rainbows on Rainbow Bright. Remember that shit?
Oh, my God. I remember Rainbow Bright.
So if anybody's grooming, it's the fucking straight people. Like, you're giving your freaking little unicorn pony thing. My Little Pony. That was worse.
Care Bears.
Yeah.
They shot rainbows out of their stomachs.
Yeah, what the fuck? You're sitting here and you're talking shit about how we're grooming, but you're literally giving your kids rainbows.
Not only that, if seeing... It doesn't make sense that seeing gay characters on TV will make kids gay, because I saw straight characters on TV my whole entire life, and I didn't turn out straight.
No.
So please explain how this is going to happen. Unless I'm the exception to the rule.
No, you're not. And to be honest, if they portrayed gay sex back then on TV, we might have thought differently of it. It looks quite painful when they portray it on TV. You might have scared us straight. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Ursula was played by a gay person, by Divine. So,
well, she was based on Divine. I know that.
Essentially, so whatever. Ursula was a drag queen. You all still like The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So a couple other big companies that didn't support Pride this year would be Anheuser-Busch, but kind of Bud Light.
Oh, okay. I'm in like Busch Light.
Yeah, I think it's all part of the same like major company.
Can we talk about that for a second? Busch Light. Like the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like lesbian light? Light on the bush? Was that supposed to draw the lesbians in? Because they do drink it.
Maybe you're onto something here. We don't have our resident lesbian to ask, so.
Yeah, we don't. She's doing other things, I guess, with Busch Light people. Not that I would know.
Target, MasterCard, Citi. Good thing we got rid of that bank. Nissan.
Oh, we don't drive them or anything.
And PepsiCo.
Wow. I don't. Why? First off, can we? Why MasterCard? Like, honestly, gays are so far in debt because they have to keep up with everything. Like, we're your number one patrons.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. You can come out with a little rainbow card for 1 month and just call it a limited edition card if you need to, but don't completely segregate an entire community because you don't feel like your people are going to use it. MasterCard will still be everywhere at the end of the day.
I feel like this really boils back down to when Bud Light partnered with Dylan
Mulvaney.
Yeah. Because they got so much backlash for that for absolutely no reason. Like, people thought that they were putting her face all over their beer. It was just one, like, pack of beer for her.
Yeah.
People are allowed to like the same things as you. I hate to break it to you guys, but...
like, drinking the beer wasn't going to turn you trans. I'm just saying.
Oh, take a sip of Bud Light, now I'm gay, finished it, and I'm going to transition.
Yeah, like, come on, people. And then you had, like, Kid Rock out there fucking shooting. Come on, nothing says small dick energy like shooting fucking beer cans because you're so angry about having a trans person portrayed on a fucking beer can. Grow up, cut your goddamn hair. No one wants to see you anymore anyway.
Oh my God, for real?
Looks like a fucking burnt chicken wing.
Oh, wow. Well, on that, let's talk a little bit about the anti-LGBTQ bills that the country is facing right now, just as we kind of wrap up our pride segment of this episode. There are over 500 plus anti-LGBT, anti-queer bills across 45 states this year.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Who does it, honestly? It should not affect you who's in someone else's bed. It really shouldn't. It's... Why are you so concerned? Maybe if you focused on your own damn marriage, then...
They would be successful.
Yeah. Your divorce rate wouldn't be so goddamn high.
Maybe you wouldn't have to worry about what's happening with, like, what someone's going to do to your kids if you were focused on your kids and not everybody else.
And not having an au pair or a nanny because you're sitting there, oh, I can't handle it. It's stress of being a mom.
Maybe you shouldn't have been a mom.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have fucking kids. You can't watch them. And what is it with people waiting until they're, like, in their 40s and 50s before they decide they want to be mommy and daddy? It's more like grandpa and grandma. You can't even fucking keep up with the kid. Seriously. I don't know. These anti-LGBT laws are absolutely fucking absurd. And the reason, one of the main reasons that people should think about is there's 7 billion fucking people on this planet. And gays, gay men, cannot procreate without the help of another woman. So if at nothing else, think about it as population control.
Yeah. And I mean, straight men should want there to be more gay men because it takes less, then you have less competition.
They would want less gay men because they're friends with the women and they will tell them how it is.
Yeah. And they'll be like, don't get with that nasty motherfucker. He don't wash his ass.
Yeah. He doesn't let the water run through in the shower.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have a question for you. What is the most unhinged pride moment that you have seen this year?
Okay. Not like unhinged, but I hate watching it, is the Oh Dear I'm Queer ones. Those make me feel so awkward. Like, why would I want to guess what underwear someone's wearing? First off, why would you pull someone randomly from the street? I guess he's from Florida, so. No, nothing against Florida, but you guys are a little bit more free with your clothing, mainly because you don't get fucking snow. Just saying. I don't know. That the Oh Dear I'm Queer guy, like, throws me off, especially on Pride Month, because he's, like, extra hoey.
Yeah. Sometimes the situations he ends up in, like I saw one the other day where he was on the side of the road and they both dropped their pants to show what they were wearing. And this lady was walking by and I'm like, maybe that's why you shouldn't be dropping trow outside.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street.
It's still public indecency. You're still going to be a sex offender. Doesn't matter how cute you are, or how tight your ass is. Just saying, you really need to start thinking about this shit and how it affects other people. With what you just said, the anti-LGBT legislation, are you not fueling those fucking fires by putting your fucking tan ass cheeks out there for the world to see?
Yeah, no, you're right. Don't get me wrong. I know that there is a sexual side to the LGBT community, and we should be able to embrace it and acknowledge it. However, sometimes I think that the way some people present that side of the community needs to be thought of a little bit more so that we don't have it used against us.
Right. So straight people, we're not saying...
Not saying don't do it.
Yeah. Straight people go out and they have sex in alleys and all that shit. So it's not like it's an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
But with all of the animosity towards our community right now, now is not the time to just throw it in people's face. You are absolutely throwing gasoline on the fire.
I completely agree.
That's it.
Speaking of fire and gasoline, we are coming into another celebratory time here, at least in the United States, with the 4th of July coming up for those who celebrate. And I want to talk a little bit about the performative patriotism that you see, not only at this time of year, but also just in this country.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that stuff? Because I feel like, just the look on your face, you have something to say about it.
Yeah, you got all the assholes that are going around with their fucking flags on the back of their truck, looking like the KKK, modern day KKK, flying these fucking things, flying down in their loud ass trucks. If that, does that make your fucking dick grow bigger? You still have a 3mm, and as soon as you floor it, yeah, as soon as you floor it, that shit fucking goes concave. It like goes up in your body. That's how I feel. I think everything about the 4th of July is so performative. You can't, at this point, if you love this country so much, you can fucking have it. Because it is ridiculous. You can't come in to this country and sit here and try and take away our rights and then essentially celebrate our nation's birthday by, oh, let's have a giant party about stripping people of their fucking rights.
Yeah, and I think the craziest thing about them being all gung-ho about celebrating the 4th of July when they want to take rights away from people is that this country was founded for freedom. It was not founded to be just to be a Christian, like so many people think it was. Mm-hmm. It was founded because they were being persecuted for their religious beliefs, and they needed somewhere where they could have them without being persecuted. So they agreed not to persecute anyone for their religious beliefs.
I mean, if you worship at the altar of sucking dick, like that's different. Apparently. But as far as like the 4th of July things that go on, like I can't stand the fucking people that get out on their speedboats and their like, what do you call those? The ski-doos, the jet skis out there on the lake and they're flying by. And the ones that have the fucking music in them.
Oh my God.
Like the motorcycles with music. What the fuck?
I don't get the motorcycles with music thing. It really throws me off.
Why do you need that? It's just, and it's always somebody blaring country.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against country music, but I don't need to hear it on your damn motorcycle.
Occasionally you'll get like someone blasting like a classic or old school rock song, but those are few and far between. It's typically a crazy country song.
Yeah. Why don't you just, I'm pretty sure they make it now, get Bluetooth helmets. Like, no one needs to hear your shit. That's it. I don't like when people do it in cars, let alone a motorcycle.
Ugh, our Amazon delivery person.
Yeah. What the fuck? She pulls up in the driveway, like, a bat out of hell, first off, and all you hear is like Fallout Boy or Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
At least it's decent music.
It is decent music, but I don't need to hear it when I'm taking a fucking meeting. True. And then it sets off the dog and he loses his shit for half an hour. They turn the music down. It is exactly what you expect when the doors open. That woman is exactly what you'd expect to be listening to that music. Like, she's really nice, but she seems like one of the people to go out on a speedboat in the lake in July 4th.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or like make her own homemade fireworks, blow up half the woods. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The fireworks thing. That is something that really annoys the shit out of me because we get that where we live a lot, and it starts weeks before it's even close to the 4th of July. And then as it gets closer, it's just constant.
Yep.
And I would say it probably goes on until September.
Yeah. Goes right through the summer. And we live in a lake town, so a lot of these people aren't here year round. And then they come in and they raise fucking hell. We've literally had people set the forest on fire here around July 4th. And I can't. Why do you need the fireworks? Like, what does that do for you? Does that stimulate some sort of, like, I don't know. Is it like an aphrodisiac? Oh, yeah, I'm going to put this Roman candle out and then I'm going to go fuck my wife. Is that cool?
The fuck?
I don't know. Does it make you feel more manly when you light a firework?
I've never lit a firework, so I don't know. I'd have to try it and get back to you.
Honestly, when I used to light the fireworks, it just take off like a bat out of hell. It just puts the fear of God in you. These people are like, oh!
I play with a sparkler.
that tracks.
But like, how do you feel as... Oh, and I know you're not the gay cousin because your sister is also a part of the LGBT community, so it's a little bit different. But do you ever feel like there's a certain pressure as the queer person at the family gathering?
No, I think they all know me at this point. I don't feel like it's pressure. I think they more look at me like the weirdest gay ever because I used to be hyper feminine and wear makeup and everything, and now I'm just like, no, you're lucky if I put pants on.
So they've already seen it all is what you're saying.
Right.
You can't surprise them anymore.
I don't think they're like looking at me as the gay cousin. They're just looking at me as a cousin who's going to say something that he shouldn't be saying in front of the relative that shouldn't be hearing it and not care.
That tracks. Yeah, that tracks.
So I don't think there's any pressure. And I'm not the only... Carissa is one of the gay cousins too, but I'm not the only one in the family. Like, on my dad's side, we have gay cousins too.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. What is the worst family function that you've ever attended? Names redacted or not. Whatever you prefer.
Worst family function. I can't think of any. I mean, I've been to some pretty bad ones. I don't really want to say that one because it was bad because their pet died. It was the most awkward Christmas ever. Everyone that's watching knows that we're Christmas gays. It's just like a very festive time, and it was very meh. I don't think that that's like bad necessarily. They were grieving, but I think that that was like the worst one I could come up with. Or actually, no, never mind. My uncle's birthday on my dad's side, like a few years ago, you were there when they were in the backyard and then those
jumpy house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The playhouse with the kids were jumping around inside and they were having a good time. And then these like random people came and they were friends of my uncle, but they were young. And the girl with the fucking tits with the three bar.
Tits McGee.
Yeah, the three bras where her tits were, like, suffocating her. And she's, like, trying to get my dad to take pictures with her and rest his head on her tits. And, yeah, I
thought your mom was going to rip her boobs off of her chest.
Yeah, my mom was losing her shit. That was probably the worst family function, and it wasn't even that bad.
And they kicked the kids out of the jumpy house so they could go in it and smoke weed. Listen, yeah. I am a weed smoker, and I wouldn't even do that shit. That is so fucked up.
Plus, it's a rental, and you put a fucking hole in it.
Yeah, that too, on top of that.
No one's thinking about these things. She was just like, her boobs did not move. I just want to say that. Yeah, because she literally had three bras on to keep them in place. They didn't move.
Yeah, it was...
This is the weirdest thing. She was jumping in the bouncy house, too, and they were not. They were completely stiff, like a bad boob job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the worst family function.
All right, another question about family functions. If you could bring a chaotic queer icon to a family function to stir the pot, who would it be?
Oh, chaotic queer icon?
I mean, I guess they don't have to be chaotic. But you just kind of want them to be pot stirring.
Stir the pot. I hate her, but I think it'd be funny. Mistress.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, Mistress Isabel Brooks. I'd bring her. She would definitely stir the fucking pot.
Yeah, I could see that.
And she'd get her ass kicked because my family doesn't play that shit.
I would say, for me, it's between two drag queens, Bianca Del Rio or Plain Jane, or... After watching her as a guest judge on RuPaul, Chapel Roan seemed funny.
I have a lot of things about Chapel Roan that I don't particularly care for. Her music's great. Her attitude is shit.
But she did seem really funny. I just loved the way she was reading everything Michelle said and just like throwing it back at her and just disagreeing. I live for that kind of rebuttal. Yeah.
I'll turn it back. I'll say Kesha.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, she'd be doing, like, lines off people's fucking foreheads and shit. She would be amazing. Yeah, that would definitely stir the pot.
Yeah, I think that would stir the pot a bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, so do we want to discuss anything about our mini episode coming up soon? Or do we want to leave that as a kind of a surprise?
We can leave it as a surprise for now.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say is it's going to split off and it's going to be another series that we will be doing. It'll only be Sean and I. But once you hear about it, you'll know and follow along.
Absolutely. I think it'll be fun. So with that, let's talk a little bit about some of the chaotic things that summer brings with it. Traveling, TSA drama. Especially for people that get misgendered.
Yeah.
Going through TSA.
Crotch anomalies,
yeah.
Yeah, my sister gets that a lot. She'll go through, and it's because she wears the baggy pants. She has all the heat in her vagina region. So they're like, yeah, crotch anomaly. Like, they always have to pat her down, and she gets really sad about it and upset. But just say that you have an, like, overstimulated vulva that... gets really hot. I don't know. I would be the worst woman ever. Somebody questioned my sexuality and I was a lesbian. I would just like rip my tits out and be like, I am definitely a woman. I would get arrested like every other week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then you have all the people crammed into the airport because they thought that they would get a good deal and they all decided to fly out at once. Happens every year.
Can we also talk about the people who get to the airport too early combined with the people who get there too late and the mass hysteria that they cause and they don't even comprehend that they're doing it?
Yeah.
Just show up when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Don't come 5 hours early for your domestic flight, please.
Yeah.
Why you do don't you- need to be there that early.
Right. Sometimes it doesn't even take 5 hours to get where you're going. So why are you there?
Please show up at 3 hours before your international flight. Please. But not before your domestic flight.
I used to fuck with people so hard at the airport. We would just walk up to people and be like, don't get on the plane, and then walk away.
Oh my God. Give them some Final Destination shit.
Yeah. We had one guy that actually went to the ticket counter and got rid of his ticket and stuff. Yeah, we were not good people growing up.
Oh my God. That's why our plane got freaking grounded when with that layover in New York that time when we were going on the cruise because of that action right there.
Probably.
It was karma.
Yeah, everybody like shows up and there's never any seats to sit down, and you always. So my dad is very like, how do you say this? A gentleman. So he'll give up his seat for when somebody's old, but not when they're pregnant. You did that to yourself. I had one girl when I was in high school and she got pregnant and she was, I was sitting in class and I had just taken the last seat and she comes over to me like, you don't want to give up your seat to a pregnant woman? I was like, why? I didn't get you pregnant. I'm not giving you my seat. You put yourself in that uncomfortable situation, both standing and being growing in your stomach.
Oh my God. You have a point.
Yeah.
I can't really contest that.
No, I was fucking hungover. So no, she can stand up. Her feet can hurt. My brain can hurt. Let's not play this. Why do you get to be comfortable? Sorry.
No.
Yeah, there's lots of other things like the underarm sweat. The sweat, the heat here, the humidity is unbearable.
Yeah.
Mainly because the weather is so bipolar here that you really, today was only 64 degrees and 2 days ago it was 99. So you would never really get to acclimate to the weather. So, like, you need to pack like 17 fucking shirts and stuff wherever you go.
Yeah. Like today, yes, like you were just saying, the past couple of days, it's been very hot. And then today, it wasn't cold, but it was in the 70s, and I felt cold.
No, it was 64 when we were just driving home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
It was cold. But then you look at the weather, and it's going to be like 83, 89. It's coming up in the next 2 days.
Yeah. It's always all over the place. It's riding a wave.
Yeah. There's just that instability. Then because we live in a lake town, all of the people come to open their lake houses. So now everything is noisy. And yep. The one bar in town, you can see it lit up from across the lake because there are 90 fucking people at it. And it just, I don't know. I wish that people could understand that you get to come here for a couple of months out of the year, but we live here year round.
Yeah.
So have some respect.
I agree.
Plus, I don't want to see your fucking pasty, milky white ass on the fucking speedboat in the middle of the lake.
Oh my God. Yeah. The lake that we pay to have upkept and we don't even use.
Right. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry fucking comes and drops their ship. Because I'm not even going to say tiny boat. They're huge.
Some of them, yeah.
Like yacht in the freaking lake, and they park there, and we're the ones who pay.
Yeah.
Just so stupid.
On the topic of summer and annoying things in the summer, we've already talked about it a little bit, but can we talk about the obnoxious amount of American flags you have to look at during the summer? Now, listen, I used to be proud to be from the United States. I never thought there would come a point in time that I would look at the flag and think anything negative associated with it. But lately, that flag makes my brain go to racist or bigot when I see it. And I know that not everyone's flying it is that way, but I can't help it with the way it's shoved down your throat by the people who are that way.
Mm-hmm. There's, like you said, you can look at the flag now and you think of it in such a negative light. People's rights being stripped away. It is the flag of oppression at this point. And yeah, there was a time where I was proud to be American too, but like being an American was about inclusivity. It was about standing up for your fellow man and fighting for what was right. Now we're literally fighting each other.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing where I know this is completely random and off topic, but the perfect example of patriotism was when we had the Boston bombings, the Boston Marathon bombings, and the entire fucking state shut down. they shut down to find this man.
Yeah.
The entire state put a shelter in place and you could not get on the highway or anything. And all of the police from the surrounding New England states came to help find him.
Yep.
That is patriotism at its finest. And now you're lucky if one asshole shows up when you hurt yourself, or like people will just walk by you on the street. You break your leg, is like your bone is shooting through your frigging leg, and they'll just be like, Yeah. And then they'll walk faster. That's how it is nowadays. Plus the ridiculous animosity towards people of color. You have no idea where they are, where they're from, like where their genealogy goes. Not all of us are, you, first off and foremost, not every Hispanic person is Mexican. I just want to put that out there, because everybody just assumes that we're Mexican. No, there are people that look Mexican but are actually Honduran or Guatemalan or from El Salvador. You can't. We span the gambit. And then you got people that just want to fuck with us because they think we're Middle Eastern too. It's just like, come on.
You do get that one a bit.
How are you going to sit here and just talk about people's color and shit and then fly the American flag on America's birthday being like, oh yeah, land of the free, home of the brave.
Only who's if free? You're straight and white and a man.
Yeah. Who's fucking free? And who decided that the lack of pigmentation in your fucking skin was the thing that would dominate?
That's what I want to understand. Who gave them the okay to be like, we are superior to all of you, when they can't sit out and I can't sit out in the sun for too long without burning, but y'all can.
Yeah.
If there was a competition of who can do the most work out in the sun, white people would be losing that right away.
Yeah. I think I don't know where it came from, to be honest. If anything, the superior nationality, if we're going by freaking the way that cities were built and democracy and some sort of stable government and buildings and architecture and stuff like that, then the Chinese take it hands down. Mm-hmm. They're one of the oldest nations in the freaking world.
The Egyptians, too, an extent. They'd had a lot of great architecture, and their societies were fully functional, from what I understand.
Yeah, for centuries before. Yeah. So it's like, and they were not, okay, so we don't exactly know, but we would assume based on modern day where Egypt is, and that empire was not much bigger, that these would be people of color.
Yeah.
And one of the most powerful nations on earth at that time was people of color. So where the fuck did people come in and say, oh yeah, you have no melanin in your skin, so you're the superior race?
I think a lot of that comes from the Europeans invading, specifically with the Crusades and what's the other one? There's another one, right?
The Inquisition.
Yeah, that one, where they destroyed so much of other cultures written in like just collected history that it almost made it so that they lost power because they couldn't pass on a lot of their traditions anymore. At least that's the way it seems to me. I think they used that as a way to leverage power over them.
Yeah.
Which is really fucked up.
Okay, so, and this is going to be a little controversial. This is not to insult my English friends at all, but they were the original oppressors. We've been to a lot of countries in the Caribbean especially, and they talk about how the British came in and colonized and used them for sugarcane plantations or for tobacco or like growing cacao, coffee, tea. They used them for that, and then they just like up and left after they felt they were of no more use to them. So I can see why in that aspect they would think that they're their superior race, because they weren't. They were milky white. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be the superior race. And if you feel that America represents you being white and proud, then that flag doesn't deserve to be on your truck.
I completely agree. And do you know, this is just a fun fact for you, that in this year, Pew Research studies suggest that 38% of Gen Z and millennials no longer feel proud to be American. Oh, sorry. That only 38% are proud to be American.
Wow. That's a low number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. I can tell you where the 38% comes from that are still proud, and it's typically straight white men.
Yeah.
That still do that. Like, I feel women are a little more lax when it comes to that, but it's all of the douchebags riding around with the gigantic fucking flags on the back of their trucks.
And the steel ball sacks hanging.
Yeah. That's not a thing. I'm sorry. If you had testicles made out of steel, then you should see a doctor.
Yeah.
It's not cute. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that in general. Like, gays, I guess, some of them do. I hate when they call them low hangers. That's disgusting. Or they call them door knockers or something.
I've heard that for boobs, but...
Ew. Why would their boobs be that small?
Door knockers?
Yeah.
I think it just means that they, like, are hanging.
See, when I hear door knockers, I think, like, small.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I was thinking just that they could, like, knock and make some sound.
I get what you're saying. Still. Yeah, I don't know. That's where I think the 38% comes from.
That makes sense. All right, let's have a little bit of fun. We're going to play a little game here. I'm going to present you with some scenarios, and you're going to judge them as either barbecue, which is worthy of showing up for, or bye-bye, hard pass, either emotionally or physically.
Okay.
All right. So first one, we have a family barbecue where your ex is also invited.
Well, Martin gets invited, so it's still a barbecue.
Red, white, and blue Jello shots.
The Jello shots, I feel like they're overdone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say bye-bye on that one.
Yeah. Also, the white Jello shot, that kind of makes me feel weird.
Are you sure it's Jello?
Yeah. No, I'm not about that.
How's it white? Stick out.
You're going to love this one. Someone's trying to start a Let's Go Brandon chant.
Oh, my God. I hope your fucking testicles shrivel up and fall off. That's it. Like, you shouldn't be saying that shit. It doesn't matter if you fucking hated the president. I hate this fucking president, but I don't go around making stupid chants or talking about how senile he is or that he shits his pants every 5 seconds. Like, I don't go around doing that. I still respect the fact that he is the president. I just don't agree that he should be.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You are offered a hot dog and unsolicited financial advice.
It depends on where the financial advice is coming from. If it's my mother, then it's totally warranted. But when it's somebody else in my family, probably not. So that's going to be a bye-bye.
Yeah. How about...
The hot dog doesn't make it any better. Just want to say that.
How about a free pool day, but it's hosted by a closeted Republican?
He's probably gay. He's probably running his fingers under the friggin' stall in the bathroom.
It's closeted. Closeted Republican.
Yeah. That cubicle in the bathroom is a closet. essentially without a bottom. I guess. I would say barbecue. I wouldn't know, but I'm sure you would find out when somebody gets molested.
Good.
I said somebody. I wasn't just saying little boys.
Oh, my God. Okay. Moving on. Fireworks set off by your cousin who drinks Mountain Dew and owns zero eyebrows.
That would be funny. Why does he have no eyebrows? I would say barbecue on that one.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'm just picturing my cousins without eyebrows.
I'm going through the lineup and picturing them each without eyebrows.
They would look like worms. Worms with glasses.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So just a quick fire roundup of some news that's been going on this week and leading up to the release of this episode. We have some TikTok meltdowns going on over the leaked trailer of Red, White, and Royal Blue 2. Apparently, there is a new president character who is low-key hot and problematic.
Oh, I didn't even know that had it, the trailer had come out. I knew that they were making it, but I hadn't known that it was leaked.
Yeah, I didn't know it was either until I pulled up these stories here.
I mean, they do such a good job, and they did such a good job in the first movie that I don't care. It just gives you some anticipation for the second one.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a good one. I think they waited long enough in between it, too. They didn't rush into it too quickly, but they didn't wait too long either.
Can we just talk about Taylor Zakhar Perez?
Oh, he's so hot.
He's what a beauty. Yeah. Beautiful man.
So handsome.
And so is Nicholas Gazeltine in that. He's beautiful man too. You don't like blondes.
He's a good looking guy. I would prefer the other one, but
yeah.
How about Florida banning another queer inclusive book?
It's fucking Florida at this point.
But meanwhile, Miami Beach drag brunches break attendance records.
When we're in like queer spaces and stuff, people like Miami, places like Miami and Fort Lauderdale and stuff, you expect like them to revolt and flee towards the queer spaces. And of course, people just keep fucking popping out babies. So you're going to break attendance records no matter where you go every year.
That's a good point. While we're talking about revolting, how about the video I sent the other day of the people in Glendale?
California?
Yeah, the ones at the hotel, like going around the hotel and making noise so ICE agents can't sleep.
They better hope all those ICE agents aren't like these single mothers. They're used to these little bratty ass kids.
Oh my God, imagine they just be sound asleep in there.
Yeah. I know. That's really fucked up. That's a fucked up situation, to be honest, with ICE. I know everybody thinks that, but it is, especially having people in my family that are not from the United States. They are immigrants. Yeah, they may not have come on the visas that they did come on visas, but things don't work the way that you think that they do. Immigration is not black and white. For certain countries, it's extremely hard to become a citizen and to become a legal resident in the United States. There are a lot of hurdles for you to jump, especially from certain countries. Mexico happens to be one of them. And I think that people really need to educate themselves on that before you decide that ICE needs to take your neighbor away.
Yeah. And also on that topic, being in the country undocumented is not a crime.
No.
It's a, I can't think of the word for it, a
civil infraction.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that.
It's not this criminal offense that they're trying to make it sound like it is, but that's, I digress. I want to just give a quick shout out to Straight Pride.
Ugh.
Just kidding. The one in, I think it was, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest, it flopped. And then now a town in Texas wants to have a Straight Pride parade featuring monster trucks, Toby Keith covers, and zero actual fun.
That's, oh my God, they all lost their penises at once. That is like the worst. That sounds awful. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of plaid, a lot of ripped shirts, like when they rip off their sleeves. It sounds like a lot of fucking beer.
Yep.
It sounds like a lot of straight men pissing where they shouldn't.
Ugh.
A lot of people, like hyper tan white people.
That look like leather.
Yes. Like, let's be honest, that's not... You're sitting here and you want to kick out all the brown people, but you look like a fucking piece of leather. You look like a turd.
Sounds like it would smell yeasty.
Yeah. Everything would smell yeasty. Ugh.
Gross.
The sweat and nastiness.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Well, with that, I just have two questions for our listeners, whether they want to drop them in the comments, shoot us a message on social media. One is, where are you escaping to this summer? Whether it be emotionally, mentally, or physically. And the other one is, what's worse? A family barbecue with distant relatives you really don't want to see right now, or fireworks in a parking lot with a bunch of strangers?
Neither one of them sound fun.
Well, Peter, did you have anything for our listeners before we close this up?
Just stay tuned for that mini episode so that you can see what's going to happen. Have a happy, safe 4th of July where you don't have white men pissing all over your walls. Be safe with fireworks and don't light them off between your ass cheeks. Yeah, that's all my words of wisdom.
I was going to say wise words from Peter. Whether you're dancing in glitter or dodging potato salad politics, we see you.
Too much.
This summer, chaos is real. So is your chosen family. But if this episode gave you any serotonin, consider rating us 5 stars and keep screaming into the void with us. Check out our next episode. Until then, bye, Doom Scrollers.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.